This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal.
There was another drone strike in Pakistan today, the seventh of the new year so far. The latest in North Waziristan killed at least five people. But half a world away, a pair of entrepreneurs have some different ideas about how to use those unmanned aerial vehicles. John Rossman has more now from the Fronteras desk at KBBS in San Diego.
Outside a warehouse in San Diego, engineers huddle over a computer. They're about to launch a drone. They punch in a start and end point on a map and take off. The quadcopter that zips by looks like a toddler's nightstand. It doesn't look threatening, and that's what Chris Anderson is betting on. Anderson resigned last month as editor-in-chief of Wired magazine to run 3D robotics full-time. His company makes drones, and he says in a decade, drones will have evolved way beyond their current military uses.
We'll forget that drones were once a defense industry thing, and we'll think of it as something you buy at Walmart.
What makes a drone is the ability to go from point A to point B without direct human interaction. It's a robot using GPS to perform a simple command, go here. But it's also a launch pad for amazing possibilities.
What if we sold a box that you could put on your belt, and while you're out windsurfing, drones would just follow you 30 feet up, 30 feet back, keep the camera on you as you did your cool stuff, that perfect aerial view.
Imagine how this could impact search and rescue missions or pizza delivery. These flying nightstands could transform into hoverboards a la Back to the Future or a fleet of mail carriers.
Again.
This is audio from 2007. It's Chris Anderson and his kids flying a remote control plane. It's around the time Anderson started to discover the possibility of drones. So he started a blog, DIY Drones, to learn more. Tijuana native Jordi Munoz was scouring Google. He was trying to use the sensors from his Nintendo Wii to make his toy helicopter fly straight.
1 week before I Googled something, I didn't find anything. And the week later, I Googled the same thing, and I found this blog.
The two immediately hit it off and began collaborating. Fast forward 5 years, today they're running a multi-million dollar company. With one manufacturing facility in San Diego and another in Tijuana, they build and sell hardware and personal drones. Here's Chris Anderson.
Prior to 18 months ago, I thought Tijuana was drug cartels and cheap tequila. What Jordi knew and taught me was that Tijuana is the Shenzhen of North America.
Shenzhen is China's manufacturing epicenter just north of Hong Kong.
Not just cheap, it's better skilled. They graduate more engineers. So those manufacturing skills that we've lost in much of the United States are still there.
Anderson believes their use of Tijuana's high-skilled, low-cost labor teamed with San Diego's engineers is the business model of the future. The goal now is to streamline the whole process for the consumer. Buy the drone, download the app, type in the coordinates, and go. But drones remain suspect. Many are concerned about a more invasive drone future, with devices like flying sniper rifles or hovering spy cameras. Ask Chris Anderson, and he will tell you it's entirely possible.
General-purpose technologies are incredibly empowering. They change the world. But by definition, they don't limit the way you use it.
Chris Anderson is banking on the inevitability that the good this technology could do, food drops in Africa or firefighting down the street, will ultimately outweigh the harm drones could cause. In San Diego, I'm John Rossman for Marketplace.